The next patient is Alan Ayala. The last name is A-Y-A-L-A. First name, Alan, A-L-L-A-N. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 52-year-old male that has a history of diabetes mellitus type 2. The patient has a hemoglobin A1C that has been around 8.1%. The patient has developed significant fluctuations with the administration of the medication. The blood sugar has ups and downs, and this is a person that is a physical therapist, is busy most of the time, and follows the feeding of the meal schedule the way it's supposed to be. Period. It is a main concern for me to see this patient with a hypoglycemia without any doubt is going to cause a deleterious effect. I insisted in him getting a continuous glucose monitoring that is going to help him to prevent the significant fluctuations that he has in his blood sugar, period. On the other hand, the patient has evidence of hypertriglyceridemia and hypercholesterolemia. It's true that it could be the dietetic indiscretions during the holidays, but it's also true that we have to correct them right away before we get untoward effects of the hyperlipidemia. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has a mitral wall prolapse that is followed by the doctors in Manatee, M-A-N-A-T-E-E, Memorial Hospital. A T was done. MR with a contrast is going to be done as well. I don't think that the administration of contrast, that the level of kidney function that this patient has is going to have any impact or side effects related to it. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post-tense, followed by Dr. Parnassa. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. And we are going to try to get this patient the continuous glucose monitoring in order to get a better control of the blood sugar. We invested 7 minutes of the time evaluating the laboratory workup, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.